North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors questioned in the Donald Trump criminal trial over hush money paid to Stormy Daniels, the adult film star. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse with more.
A cross-section of New Yorkers, an oncology nurse, a bookseller, a salesman originally from Ireland, answered questions one by one. A woman who works in retail sent home after saying she had strong opinions about Trump that would interfere with her ability to be a fair and impartial juror.
50 jurors in all said they could not be fair and impartial, and all were dismissed. The U.S. Supreme Court will today weigh the legality of charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attacks. Defense attorneys for some jailed under the charge of obstructing an official proceeding argued that that statute is too narrow to be applied. Israel saying it will respond to Iran's aerial attack over the weekend, but it's still unclear what the retaliation will look like. The body of a fourth construction worker found in the wreckage of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. This is ABC News. The Justice Department reportedly ready to take on the country's biggest ticket seller, Live Nation. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
The Wall Street Journal reports the suit will allege the nation's biggest concert promoter has leveraged its dominance in a way that undermined competition for ticketing live events. The two companies merged in 2010 despite concerns about a potential monopoly. As post-pandemic concerts boomed, Taylor Swift fans took the company to court for its botched rollout for tickets to the Eras Tour, claiming fraud and price fixing. The meltdown made it nearly impossible for some to get tickets. Lawmakers in Washington vowed to investigate.
Tax day extra stressful for some procrastinators. H&R Block apparently ran into some tech issues delaying e-filing. It was resolved after about 4 hours. And if you open up a new account on X, you might have to pay to post. Owner Elon Musk floating the idea of charging new users to post, saying it's a way to weed out bots. He says the fee would go away after 3 months. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Indulge in scrumptious ice cream while browsing at our one-stop gift shop, Decor to Adore, on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where every visit promises delightful discoveries.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the crew tour bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us wcqm@civicmedia.us.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with public water systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher steps down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble says he's not alarmed.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything, and they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
Ribble on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The American Legion Post, number 182, right here in Park Falls, Wisconsin, wants you to come in and voice your concern about the wolf population. This meeting will be Tuesday, April 16th at 6 p.m. right here in Park Falls, Wisconsin, 274 North 3rd Avenue. And this forum will be to discuss federal obstacles, state obstacles, and where to go from here. Time to let your voice be heard. Join the American Legion Post, number 182, meeting on Tuesday, April 16th at 6 p.m.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers bow to the Padres.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee had a 3-1 lead over San Diego. Then came an ugly fifth inning. The Padres hitting half a dozen singles, driving in six runs. They went on to win 7-3 at American Family Field. Brewers catcher William Contreras let a Joe Ross pitch get past him. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. You know, William's been so good, and the ball was not exactly a strike, but I think the ball got away from Joe and kind of takes off, you know, took off when a guy's throwing 95 miles an hour sometimes, and it could happen to any catcher on that pitch.
The series continues tonight. NFL, Packers players reporting to Green Bay for a week of meetings and physicals. NBA, the Bucks are 1-4 so far this season against the Pacers. The good news is head coach Doc Rivers has until Sunday to prepare.
Yeah, we get to practice. Yeah, and Indiana has had our number all year, right? We'll have great focus because we're going to have to.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Softball action from yesterday. It was Mellon topping the Butternut Mercer softball team 11-1. You had Medford winning over Lakeland 7-1. The Phillips girls, Shawamigan got up early in this game, but then Phillips came storming back to win 18-6 over Shawamigan at the Park Falls Athletic Complex. And the Rib Lake softball team, they were winners over Prentice yesterday by a score of 15-0 in girls softball.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Let's take a peek at that Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 17th of April. Going to be serving up Italian beef on bun tomorrow, marinated veggies, potato salad, and fresh fruit. All your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Please get those orders in by 1:30 the day ahead at 715-339-2158.
Don't miss out on our seasonal sale at Seed and Feed in Fifield, Wisconsin. Get 50-pound bags of deer corn for just $10.99 while supplies last. Hurry in today and stock up for the season.
Save big money at Menards and start your next project today. Countertops are the center of a home. From elegant to everyday options with easy installation that you can do yourself and durability that will last for years to come. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom craft countertops from Menards. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Spacek Lawn Care and Snow Plowing in Phillips. Call 715-820-0359 to keep your property groomed or snow removed. Spacek Lawn Care and Snow Plowing. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase, and we'll have a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today, 61, with wind out of the east, 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Rain tonight and tomorrow. We could get between a quarter and a half inch of rain by the time it winds down. Our high tomorrow, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fields to provide top-engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources needs your help in shaping deer seasons for your community. Meetings where you can contribute to that process will be held across the Badger State April 22nd to May 2nd. More details when we return, but first...
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR and County Deer Advisory Councils are seeking public input to prepare for the 2024 deer season. Each county in Wisconsin has a County Deer Advisory Council that meets annually to provide input and recommendations to the DNR on whitetail management in its county. Interested members of the public are encouraged to participate in the discussion at their local County Deer Advisory Council meeting. During the meetings, councils review county data on fawn-to-doe ratios, harvest trends, herd health, deer effects on agriculture, forest health, vehicle collisions, and hunter experience. This information is reviewed annually to respond to whitetail harvest, winter severity, and other factors that affect the upcoming deer season. Again, these county meetings will occur between April 22nd and May 2nd. You can search for and view meeting information on the DNR's meeting and hearings calendar. Just go to DNR.wisconsin.gov and search hearings and meetings calendar. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
station that matters.
98Q Country.
So happy.
Rockies.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
there at 8:27. We'll talk a little bit about your health here in just a moment with the folks from North Lakes Community Clinic. We'll do some birthdays and anniversaries. Also, if you've got a birthday or anniversary, we would certainly love to have you join our birthday club, per se, as we as we give you a chance to win that birthday cake, courtesy of the good folks at Super One here in Park Falls. So if you got a birthday anniversary, 715-762-3221 is the phone number. And we'll announce it on the air. And then on Friday, we give away a free cake. Again, courtesy of the bakery department there at Super One. So we'll get to our birthdays here in just a few moments. So hold on. We've got ABC with a news update. Then we'll come back and talk a little bit about your health.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors questioned in the Donald Trump criminal trial over hush money paid to Stormy Daniels, the adult film star. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse with more.
A cross-section of New Yorkers, an oncology nurse, a bookseller, a salesman originally from Ireland, answered questions one by one. A woman who works in retail sent home after saying she had strong opinions about Trump that would interfere with her ability to be a fair and impartial juror.
50 jurors in all said they could not be fair and impartial, and all were dismissed. The U.S. Supreme Court will today weigh the legality of charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attacks. Defense attorneys for some jailed under the charge of obstructing an official proceeding argued that that statute is too narrow to be applied. Israel saying it will respond to Iran's aerial attack over the weekend, but it's still unclear what the retaliation will look like. The body of a fourth construction worker found in the wreckage of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent. And I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 20th at 7 p.m. at American Legion Post 182 in Park Falls, there's going to be a performance from Elvis tribute artist Elvis John Herjinski. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are general admission with unreserved seating. They cost $25, and you can find them at Catkins Animal Rescue on Facebook or call 715-762-0122. Again, that is April 20th at 7 p.m. at American Legion Post 182.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers lose to San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Padres played the Dodgers in L.A. on Sunday Night Baseball and didn't get into Milwaukee until Monday morning, yet they still managed to beat the Brewers 7-3 at AmFam Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You give the Padres credit for taking that long trip and getting here at 6 in the morning and coming out with their A group, and yeah, we didn't put them away. We had a chance to put them away early, and we didn't, and it's credit to them.
Brewers pitcher Joe Ross.
I feel like I threw the ball well. If there was one pitch I would like to throw again, it's probably the last pitch. But otherwise, I mean, I felt good about how I was throwing the ball.
NBA Doc Rivers is getting the Bucks ready for Sunday's playoff game against the Pacers. Does he know yet about the status of Giannis or some of their other injured players?
I literally don't know yet. Like, I'm going to watch film, and we'll get to it. And we will have a game plan, and we'll be ready when that day comes.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Couple of local sports notes. We had baseball action yesterday around the Northwoods. It was Mosinee topping Lakeland 11-0. The Phillips baseball team here in Park Falls at Armstrong Field topped Shawamigan 13-7. Rib Lake was a winner over Prentice 7-1. We had Medford winning over Tomahawk 14-0.
And Mellon was a 21-1 winner over the Butternut Mercer baseball team also yesterday. In softball, it was Medford topping Lakeland 7-1. Phillips was a winner over Shawamigan 18-6. And the Rib Lake softball team yesterday topped Prentice 15-0. And it was Mellon getting an 11-1 win over the Butternut Mercer softball team. That game in five innings.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwood Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
Northwoods Realty and Property Management are proud to be a Logger United Booster Club sponsor. You can count on their team of realty experts to come through for every member of your family, even your visiting family. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase and we'll have a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today 61 with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Rain tonight and tomorrow. We could get between a quarter and a half inch of rain by the time it winds down. Our high tomorrow, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
Champagne all night.
Country at 8:40. We'll talk a little bit about your money here in just a little bit, but to talk a little bit about your health, we have Dr. Ben with us from North Lakes Community Clinic. Dr. Ben, good morning to you.
How are we doing, Joel?
We are doing good. Enjoying, well, we didn't have winter, but we're enjoying spring anyway. So what do we have for our topic today, Dr. Ben?
I know Dr. Claire talked about getting back into some activity to increase your cardiovascular health. And so today we're going to talk about the hips, because that's a big driver in being able to do a lot of different cardio activities.
Right, right. All right. Let's dig in. So how can we keep those hips healthy, Dr. Ben?
Well, certainly making sure to keep them mobile through doing, you know, exercises with full range of motion, squats, lunges, walking, running, biking are all good movements, but just making sure, you know, you're taking, the hip joint is pretty complex. There's a, other than your shoulder, it's one of the most movable joints in your body. So, you know, we can bring it up, we can bring it forward, you can bring your leg out to the side, you can bring your leg in, backwards, you can twist it in and out. So there's a lot of movements that you can do in your hip. And if they get tight in one direction, and we're not always remembering to move your hips in all those different ways that it can move, it can get tight, and then it can start causing problems in other areas.
All right. Well, I heard a while back the hip flexor was something that was brought up when I was at your place there a while back and a few years ago. And What is that hip flexor? What is that? Is that part of that motion that you're talking about there?
Hip flexor. So it, more specifically called the psoas, or when it's in your leg, it's the iliopsoas, and then when it comes up into your, where it connects on the other end, on the inside of your hip crest, and that's the iliacus, and then you, parts of it connect onto the front parts of the bones in your low back of your lumbar spine, and that's the psoas. And together they make the iliopsoas, and that's the main muscle that allows you to flex your hip or bring your knee up. Like when you take a step or walk up the stairs, or when you're running, and those can get tight if we use them too much while we're running, not using enough glute muscles or the muscles in the back of your legs and in your bum, or if you sit too much. You know, that muscle is going to be in a shortened position for those of us who sit a lot. Like you sit at a desk or you're a driver, you have your hip flexed for long periods of time, and that can pull on your low back, and it can also cause some hip pain and cause some other issues. So that's one muscle that we almost always check for when we're assessing low back pain or any hip or knee issues, even. We want to check that psoas, a hip flexor.
All right. And for anybody who's tried, stretching, trying to get that hip and those muscles in there moving around, there's some very specific stretches and exercises, I'm sure, that you're aware of, but it's tough when anybody has a pain in that area and they try to stretch it. They're like, well, what do I, I'm trying to move here and there. It's a tough one to keep loose, isn't it?
Yeah. You have to work to isolate the hip flexor. You know, you got to kind of can tighten up muscles in the back of your leg and in your belly, so that way you can kind of target that muscle. But certainly that's something that we can show you how to do. Physical therapists are very good at working to loosen up the and analyzing the psoas function as well, the hip flexor function. But yeah, we can, as far as pain in your hip or pain issues in your hip that may be causing pain down in your knee or up into your low back, we're quite good at assessing what's going on there and helping you figure out how to get it moving again.
Yeah, and I know hip replacement surgery has come a long ways, but it's always good to put that, not have it, or put that off as long as you can, right? Because that hip replacement surgery is pretty incredible. If it's that severe, I'm sure you've advised people to go that way.
Absolutely. You know, there's when your hip gets too far gone and, you know, there's too much degeneration, there's only so much we can do, and it may be just palliative care or, you know, just to help you feel better long enough to get you through to where you can have your surgery. You know, that can be beneficial. Otherwise, yes, preventing your need for surgery. A lot of times if our research shows that if you attempt conservative care, whether that's, you know, with us as chiropractors or physical therapists or massage or a combination, if you attempt conservative care and it fails, then you are a better candidate, meaning the more aggressive therapies like a cortisone injection or, you know, even some sort of surgery or joint replacement, you are a better candidate for those if you're trying the conservative therapies first. And sometimes, you know, you may, if you don't try the conservative therapies first and they can fix the simple thing that's causing your pain, then you have the surgery. It may not resolve the surgery. Or, I mean, it may not resolve the symptoms with the surgery. So it's okay. Important to try doing what you can to avoid the surgery first.
All right. Well, as always, if folks have any questions, maybe they're experiencing a little discomfort in the hip or whatever it may be, they can always reach out to you at North Lakes Community Clinic right here in Park Falls. There's other locations too, 762-2950, because we're in that mode here, Dr. Ben. We're itching to get out there and bend and twist and pull weeds and all that stuff, and we should be sure to stretch before we do that stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yep. You definitely want to warm up your muscles, warm up your joints.
Yeah.
Prior to activity.
All right. Good information, Dr. Ben. We'll keep that hip stretch and keep moving here this spring. So we thank you for the information. North Lakes Community Clinic right in downtown Park Falls at 762-2950. Dr. Ben, thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Yep, you bet. Dr. Ben there from North Lakes Community Clinic. And we're going to talk a little bit about your money. We've got Mr. Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Services coming up in just a moment here.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for an additional 10% off your purchase. That's CleanORIGIN.com, code RADIO10.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet. At Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Phillips Plating Corporation, a Midwest premier fully automated electroplating job shop for commercial plating.
A little sunshine this morning, but clouds will increase and we'll have a few scattered showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high today 61 with wind out of the east 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Rain tonight and tomorrow. We could get between a quarter and a half inch of rain by the time it winds down. Our high tomorrow, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
We're going to talk a little bit about your money. We got Matthew Krieger here from Pioneer Financial joining us to do just that. Matthew, good morning. Hang on just a second. Good morning to you, Matthew. I think I got the right pod here. Good morning, Matt. Oh, yeah. Hey. Oh, there we go. Now I got you. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Yeah, good. Before we get into talking about people's money today, we have a little thing to take care of, first of all, because it's somebody's birthday today. All right, so you ready, darling? Here we go. And a one, and a two, and a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Matthew, Pioneer Financial Consultant. Happy birthday to you. How about that, huh?
Oh, man, that is awesome. You're the first person to sing happy birthday today.
I guarantee you, you won't get a version like that anywhere else.
No, absolutely.
Happy birthday to you, Matt. Oh, it's a great day for you. Yeah, so one of your family members texted me and let me in on that today. So,
oh boy, I can probably take a guess at who that was.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little bit about people's money today, Matt. What do we have for a topic today?
Yeah, so today, Joel, what I wanted to talk about is Social Security. I know we've talked, obviously, a lot about Social Security with different topics, but I wanted to talk specifically about Social Security 101 and some of the basics of Social Security and the Social Security program.
Yeah, there's a lot of different variances, and they move every few years. So let's get them the basics here.
Absolutely. So Social Security is complex, and the details are often misunderstood, even by those who are already receiving benefits. It's important to understand some of the basic rules and options and how they might affect you and your financial future. So the first topic that I want to start with is your full retirement age. And once you reach your full retirement age, you can claim your full Social Security benefit, also called your primary insurance amount, or PIA. Your full retirement age ranges from 66 to 67, depending on your year of birth. If you were born before 1954, between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. And if you were born in 1960 or later, your full retirement age is 67. And if you're kind of someone in between there, between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is going to be somewhere in the year you turn 66, between 66 and 2 months and 66 and 10 months. So it differs just a little bit, but that good range is between 66 and 67.
Okay. All right.
And then as far as the next topic I want to talk about is claiming early. And the earliest you can claim your Social Security retirement benefit is age 62. However, it's important to know that your benefit will be permanently reduced if you claim the benefit before your full retirement age. And at age 62, the reduction would be between 25 and 30% from your full retirement age, depending on your birth year. Your benefit may be further reduced temporarily if you work while receiving benefits before your full retirement age and your income exceeds certain levels. However, when you reach your full retirement age, an adjustment is made, and over time, you will regain any benefits lost due to excess earnings.
Okay. All right.
Of course, you also have the option to claim later. And if you do not claim your benefits at full retirement age, you will earn delayed retirement credits for each month you wait to claim up to age 70. This will increase your benefit by 2/3 of 1% for each month, or 8% for each year you delay. Know that there is no increase after age 70. So once you reach age 70, there will be no increase in your Social Security benefit.
Okay.
Then there is also what's called spousal benefits. And so if you're married and you may be eligible to receive a spousal benefit based on your spouse's work record, whether you worked or not. The maximum spousal benefit, if claimed at your full retirement age, is 50% of your spouse's PIA, or again, that primary insurance amount. And this doesn't include delayed retirement credits. If you claim a spousal benefit before reaching your full retirement age, your benefit will be permanently reduced. Okay. And then, Joel, there is also dependent benefits. And if your dependent child may be eligible for benefits after you receive Social Security, if he or she is unmarried and meets one of the following criteria. The first is that they're under age 18. Second would be age 18 to 19 and a full-time student in grade 12 or lower, so still in high school, or they're age 18 or older with a disability that started before age 22. Know that the maximum family benefit is equal to about 150% to 180% of your primary insurance amount, depending on your situation.
Okay.
Then there is also survivor benefits as well that I want to talk about. And if your spouse passes away and you have reached your full retirement age, you can claim a full survivor benefit, which is 100% of your deceased spouse's primary insurance amount and any delayed retirement credits. Note that your full retirement age is slightly different for survivor benefits. And that is going to be 66 for those born from 1945 to 1956, and gradually rising to 67 for those born in 1962 or later. You can claim a reduced survivor benefit as early as age 60. And if you are eligible for survivor benefit and a retirement benefit based on your own work record, you could claim a survivor benefit first and switch to your own retirement benefit at your full retirement age or later, if it would be higher. And that is certainly something that a strategy that I would say is used often in those type of situations. Dependent children are also eligible for survivor benefits using the same criteria as dependent benefits. Dependent parents age 62 and older may be eligible for survivor benefits if they receive at least half of their support from the deceased worker at the time of death. And then lastly, there are divorced spouses. And if you are married for at least 10 years and are unmarried, you can receive a spousal or survivor benefit based on your ex's work record. If your ex is eligible for but has not applied for Social Security benefits, you can still receive a spousal benefit if you have been divorced for at least 2 years. And these, of course, are just some of the fundamental facts to know about Social Security. Certainly, we can have further discussions about Social Security, and you can also go to SSA.gov to find out certainly more facts about Social Security and the Social Security program as well.
I think one of the things that you mentioned in there, Matt, that jumps out a little bit is, if you happen to lose your spouse before the survivor reaches a retirement age, there's a bridge there. There's a transition where, you're probably not able to collect. And that's where other things come into play, right? Like that life insurance and stuff like that. Because,
yes.
Sometimes people lose a spouse and then Social Security isn't available yet. And all of a sudden they're launched into a place where they have to maybe work more than they're used to or whatever. So there's a lot of transitional stuff in there, I'm sure, that you talk about too, right?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And that's something very often that we talk about with our financial plans and in that scenario and what happens, because like I mentioned, you can't start collecting until age 60. You know, if God forbid something, happened to a spouse, in 40s, 50s, it doesn't matter, just before age 60, there can cause a lot of problems depending on the situation or issues financially. But like you said, Joel, that's where insurance and some planning work can really come into play.
Yeah. And I appreciate you not killing me off today, number one. And also, people need to ask that question. What if? You know, what if tomorrow? What if something happened? Where would you be? I mean, that's a simple, it's a dramatic question, but it's a simple question. And if you don't like the answer, then maybe just start addressing it, right?
Right. Yes, absolutely. And that's where some of the, like I said, the financial planning stuff that we do, really those conversations come up. And and if there's an issue or a shortfall, that's how do we fix those problems, or how can we address that?
Yeah. All right, Matt, how can they get a hold of you, and where are your offices located there for Pioneer Financial?
So our phone number is 715-748-3231. And we have offices in Medford, Hawken, and Phillips.
All right. And they can go to pioneer-financial.net and sit down, have a free initial consultation, kind of lay it all out, and whatever is stressing them out about their future or anything, you can. That's how it all starts, right?
Right, absolutely. And address some of those situations, whether it's Social Security or there's obviously many other topics as well.
Yeah, very good. All right, Matt, always good to talk to you. I hope you have a great birthday.
Yeah.
We will talk.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you for the nice intro. I got a text.